Assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to Once Upon a Crescent. Thank you for joining me for season 6. I was just charging up my imagination here. It's the most important part of this podcast. I tell the stories, you imagine them, and we both learn a thing or two about our deen. Okay, let's get started.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Today's story is called The Ramadan Volunteers.
Asiya sat by the shoe racks of the masjid, carefully taking off her own shoes while Mama helped Safiya. Asiya picked up her shoes and placed them on the shoe rack, waiting for her mom and baby sister. Asiya stood silently as tons of people entered through the masjid doors. Some were moms with babies in their arms. Some were elderly women walking slowly with their canes. And some were young girls walking inside in groups with their friends. Asiya watched as the shoes section filled with women and children, rushing to take their shoes off and enter the masjid in a timely manner.
Come, Asiya, let's go inside and find a place to sit. Are you excited? This is your very first iftar at the masjid. Baba says this masjid looks beautiful during iftar time, filled with so many people wanting to break their fast with each other. Asiya nodded, smiling ear to ear, as she followed Mama into the masjid prayer hall. Mama carried little Safiya in her arms as they walked barefoot inside the masjid. They heard a loud noise inside that sounded like crinkled paper. She walked in, and to her surprise, Asiya found the inside of the masjid had been completely transformed. This is the same masjid that she comes to during Jummah with her family, but now the inside of the masjid was totally different. The thick red and gold carpet was no longer on the floor. The floor was hard and flat. There was this blue thick tarp laid out everywhere. There were rows of white paper rolled out and lined up. Asiya observed as people walked past them to take a seat in front of the white paper. Asiya was frozen in place. She had a million questions running in her mind, like, how did the floors change? Who put down the white papers on the floor? And how do all these people know where to sit? Asiya watched as men and women wearing green vests walked in swiftly to the prayer hall. It was as if they were wearing a special uniform, carrying out a special job. They carried water bottles, milk jugs, and little bowls with dates and grapes inside of them. Mama noticed Asiya's eyes looking to them in amazement. Mama whispered, "These are the masjid volunteers, Asiya."
Asiya noticed some of the volunteers were even kids, following their parents around and listening to their instructions.
Make sure there are paper cups near the milk jugs. Take these napkins and put them in the middle of the rows. Go to the kitchen. Open up 4 more boxes of khajur. Hurry, hurry, we only have 15 minutes left.
Mama gently held Asiya's hand and tugged her along to find a place to sit. Asiya still couldn't believe that this is the same prayer hall that she comes to pray. It looked more like a huge cafeteria, except there were no tables or chairs. Everyone just sat comfortably on the floor where iftar was placed. Mama set down Safiya on the floor. Little Safiya reached for the dates inside the bowl that was placed on the white paper. Mama smiled at Safiya and quietly reminded,
"We have to wait for the adhan. When you hear Allahu Akbar, then Safiya can eat, okay?"
Safiya understood and exclaimed,
"Safiya, hold this. This is mine."
Mama nodded as she sat in silence, making dua minutes before iftar.
Asya leaned on her mom and continued to watch as people took their seats. There were so many bowls of dates and grapes being passed around to one another. Some women brought items to share with their neighbors sitting next to them. Asya couldn't keep up. She tried to follow all the food items that were being passed along on her side. She felt excited to see what would come her way. An auntie shared a thermos with Mama and placed it in front of her.
"I have chai. Please share some with me," she said, smiling.
Another auntie was passing out little goodie bags filled with chocolates to give to all the little kids. Before Asya could even ask Mama if she could have one, the auntie dropped two goodie bags into Asya's lap.
"For you and your sister, but you have to wait for the adhan, okay, my lovely?"
Asya nodded. Safiya grabbed hers quickly and repeated,
"Safiya, hold this. This is mine."
Asya looked up to see who came to sit in front of her and Mama. It was a woman with three children. The youngest was just a toddler, younger than Safiya. The mom poured three cups of milk from a nearby milk jug. Then she poured two more. Asya looked to all the cups of milk in front of her. The three children took theirs, and the woman handed one cup to Asya and one cup to Safiya. Mama smiled to her and said,
"Oh, jazakallah khairan, sister."
Safiya took her milk cup and gulped it down entirely.
"Safiya, drank it all."
Asya shook her head.
"Safiya, you have to wait for the adhan, remember?"
Mama chuckled. "It's okay, Asya. She's still very little. She might not be able to wait patiently like you." Asya took her cup of milk and set it down on the white paper gently. There were many people behind Asya rushing to get to the end of the row to find a spot. Mama looked at her watch. "Only a few more minutes." Asya turned around to see how many rows were filled now. But just as she turned her head to see how many people came to the prayer hall, she felt someone rush past her, accidentally bumping her forward. Asya's little body pushed forward, knocking down the cup of milk all over the white paper. Asya gasped. She looked to Mama, who helped her stand up so the milk wouldn't soak her pants. Asya was so startled at the sight of spilled milk everywhere. Asya could feel her throat getting dry and tight. She felt her eyes water with tears. Just then, she felt a hand on her back. Asya turned around to see one of the masjid volunteers right to her side with a thick white towel.
"Hey, it's okay, don't worry. I'll clean it right up. This happens so many times during iftars. That's kind of the reason we remove the carpets before people come in, and we replace it with this big blue tarp and the white rolls of paper. It looks like we're all having a picnic here on the floor, right?"
The volunteer chuckled, hoping to make Asya feel better. Asya watched as the volunteer quickly cleaned up the mess in moments.
"Hey, look, it's all done now. It's dry. Look, there's only two more minutes left for the adhan,"
the volunteer exclaimed as she pointed to the wall behind Asya. Asya spotted a huge digital clock on the wall where a countdown was displayed. Asya watched as the time decreased from 2 minutes to 1 minute and 59 seconds. She took a seat next to her mama and watched as the volunteer disappeared into the crowd.
"Mama, will the volunteers break their fast with us?"
Asya asked, concerned.
"Yes, they're right here, sitting with us."
Mama pointed to a few people down their row, taking their seats and reaching for the date.
"These volunteers who are fasting have their reward for fasting, inshallah. But did you know they also get our rewards for fasting too?"
Asya shook her head no. How do they get our reward, Mama?
Well, because feeding a fasting person is a special good deed. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, whoever gives iftar to one who is fasting will have a reward like them, without taking away from the reward of the fasting person in the least bit.
Mama, so you get your reward for fasting and the volunteer gets your reward for fasting too?
Asya asked, understanding this hadith. Mama smiled wide and nodded at her daughter. Asya sat for a moment thinking about how many people's reward these volunteers must be getting for helping with the iftar that they would all soon enjoy. Asya took her bowl of dates and grapes. She began her iftar. She looked up at the auntie who poured her a cup of milk earlier. Asya noticed that the auntie had a date in her hand, but her toddler was pulling on it. The auntie split her date in half to give to her little one. Asya held out her khajur to the auntie and exclaimed, I can share. I wanted to eat the grapes instead. You can have my khajur, auntie. Mama took the khajur and passed it to the auntie, insisting that she take it. The auntie smiled at Asya and made a dua out loud.
Oh, thank you. May Allah reward you as if you were fasting all day. Ameen.
Mama kissed Asya on the cheek. Now you get the reward of a fasting person too, inshallah. Asya smiled.
Mama, when I'm older, can I be a masjid volunteer like them?
She asked, pointing to the young girls in green vests who were already standing up and beginning the cleanup process with their trash bags out and ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you and me both, inshallah. You waited so patiently for the adhan, mashallah. Do you want to have a treat from your goodie bag before Maghrib Salah starts?
Asya squealed as she ripped open her goodie bag filled with chocolates and treats. Asya looked at the countdown clock once again. It was reset to 5 minutes. The prayer hall was now busy in preparation for Salah.
Assalamu alaikum everyone. Please do your part in keeping the masjid clean and pick up after yourselves. There are volunteers here walking around with recycle bags and compost bags. We will begin Maghrib in 5 minutes, as shown on the countdown clock on the wall.
Asya looked at her sister, who was already cleaning up. Safiya turned to Mama and said,
I do clean up.
Asya chuckled as she finished up her iftar. I hope you enjoyed today's story. This episode was sponsored by Sister Muna for her daughters, Asya and Safiya. And shout out to all the masjid volunteers out there who really work so hard to make iftars so special and so easy for the community. May Allah reward you all.
Thank you for listening to today's story. Ramadan Mubarak!
Ramadan Mubarak! Ramadan Mubarak!